On the record.
Good morning. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We're here today, Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. The time is 10:05 a.m. We are here today on cause number 1250077. This is a tow appeal hearing request that was filed by appellant Terry J. Novak. We are on Zoom, and I see a phone number. If the phone number can identify themselves, if you can, please state and spell first and last name and your pronouns for the record.
Terry Novak, TerriNovak, she, hers.
Okay, thank you for being here this morning. Portland Police Bureau is the bureau that ordered the tow of the vehicle, and they are not present on this call for this hearing. Oftentimes, PPB does not appear for these hearings. If a party does not show for the hearing, nobody automatically wins or automatically loses. The case moves forward, and any evidence that has been uploaded in support of that party's position is simply read into the record as if they were providing that oral testimony. I do see that PPB received notice of this hearing. This hearing had a pretty quick turnaround, but there was notice that was sent that the hearing was going to be scheduled for today, April 29th, 2025 at 10 a.m. And that was sent to both parties, Terry J. Novak, who is present, as well as PPB at public records hyphen PPB at police.portlandoregon.gov. And they are not here. So I'm going to make a finding that PPB has received proper notice of this hearing, and they are waiving the right to be present for this hearing. So we will move forward. We're on Zoom, and although if cameras were on, I would be able to see faces and squares, the video is not what is being recorded. It's just the audio of these proceedings that is being recorded. The audio will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. Anybody could go onto the city's electronic files page, enter the cause number, search the cause number 1250077, and you would be able to pull up the audio of these proceedings. I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural and notice requirements have been met, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. When I scrolled through this case, I did not see, there was not a parking citation. This was a vehicle that looks like it was towed by PPB. Oftentimes, a citation is not issued when PPB tows the vehicle, and there is no citation. So I don't need to address anything about the citation. Let's see, what else? The statement of rights in this case is Exhibit 5 that explains the rights to move forward with this hearing. Have you had an opportunity, appellant, to read the statement of rights?
Yes, I have, about like the hearing, requesting an appeal and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about what you read?
No.
Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing today?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. And it looks like there are 8 documents that have been uploaded into this case. These are 8 documents that have been uploaded by both parties, as well as the hearings office clerks. The parties upload documents in support of their position. Appellant uploads documents in support of the position that they believe the toe is invalid. PPB uploads documents in support of their position that they believe the toe is valid. And the hearings office clerks upload documents that are sent to the party so that way we know what's going on with this case and where it is in the process. These documents that are here, exhibits 1 through 8, I'd like to make them part of the record so that way I can rely on them in making some decisions about this case. The way I do that is by admitting the exhibits, but I only admit exhibits if the parties don't have any objection to the admission of the exhibits. Terry Novak, do you have any objection to admitting exhibits 1 through 8 into the record?
I don't have any objection.
Okay. Then I'll admit exhibits 1 through 8. Next, I'd like to get you sworn in, and then we can get some testimony, and you can tell me what it is we're here about. I mean, obviously, your vehicle is towed. I know that much, but you can tell me why you believe the tow is invalid. If I can get you to raise your right hand, just let me know when your hand is raised.
My right hand is raised.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do.
I do.
Great. You can put your hand down. I did read your tow hearing request form. I'm going to let you tell me why you believe the vehicle, this tow, is invalid.
Okay, so I can start now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, my vehicle, I didn't violate any code. I didn't make any errors to make the tow happen. I had my vehicle stolen right from where I lived. I woke up one morning and it was gone. So I reported it to the police, and that was on March 16th. And they recovered my vehicle, which I was really grateful that they recovered it. And that was on April 18th. And unfortunately, they recovered it, and then they had it towed. And I would love to have been able to come and pick it up or something. You know, I would love to have been able to do that because I can't afford the bill at all. I feel it's really unfair to have to pay for it. It's like it's been stolen again. I haven't even seen it yet.
When you reported your vehicle stolen, did they give you the option to pick up the vehicle if it was recovered?
When I reported it stolen?
Yes.
When I reported it stolen, that never came up at the time on the phone. I mean, that didn't come up. Are you saying after they recovered the vehicle?
No, I'm saying when you reported this vehicle stolen, when you called the police and said, hey, my car is gone, somebody stole my car.
Yeah.
I think. Right? I mean, because at that point, it's always a guess, right? We're just thinking, like, my car was here, and now it's not. The only thing I can think of is that it was stolen. When you called the police, did they give you the option to pick up the vehicle? Like, please contact me if my vehicle is recovered. Did they give you that option?
No.
Okay. And your vehicle, did they call you when it was recovered? How did you know it was recovered on the 18th?
I had a voicemail, and I had got the voicemail, and it said that they had recovered the vehicle, but they didn't want to leave it where it could get stolen again. So that's what the tow was about, I guess. I'm just sick about it. The tow bill is so high, and I got a letter saying that, excuse me, that within so many days that they can, that will become theirs and they'll auction it off. And I find this policy really crazy. If you're a victim of theft, that they will take your vehicle like this from you.
Yeah.
It seems really unfair. Mm-hmm. My father's on hospice right now, and I've been able to see him, you know, because my brother's giving me a ride up there, but I really need to have my truck back for work, and I've lost income. It's really a stressful time not to have it. And under these circumstances, I would have expected this not to happen, of having to pay to get my vehicle back when it was stolen from me.
I hear you.
I find it really confusing.
I hear you. And that is frustrating. Let me tell you, let me see what the police report says. Let's see. Okay, so the police report, I'm looking at the police report that was uploaded in support of the of this tow, and it says, make sure I'm looking at the right thing. Okay, yeah, so this is Exhibit 7. So it looks like whoever, well, I'm just going to read to the narrative. So there's a, this, there must be an ongoing criminal investigation that your vehicle was part of.
There was a person driving it that they took into custody.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? That must be the one that, that's what it would have to be.
So, let's see here. Vehicle recovered, 418 at 7.02 p.m. at 3110 North Going Street. And it says, so part of this police report is redacted. So there is narrative, there's a narrative section where they provide obviously narrative of the vehicle and how it came onto their radar. But there is portions that they have redacted, probably because it is ongoing criminal investigation, and there's likely something in this redacted portion that they don't want disclosed, obviously. Okay. So I'll read to you what is available, and then I'll tell you, and then we'll go from there. Okay, so okay. It says, this report is a summary of events that were recorded on body-worn camera. Any statements, unless otherwise specified, are approximations based on memory. For specific information, please refer to the video recording on April 18th, 2025 at approximately 1902 hours, 7.02 p.m. Officer Childers and I located a stolen vehicle, a Toyota Tacoma, at northbound I-5 exit 302C. We followed the Tacoma until it pulled into the parking lot of the Face plant located at 3110 North Going Street. And then the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs are redacted and blacked out, so I don't know what they say. Officer Childers called the Tacoma's RO. That's you. Terry. Yeah. Terry Joe Novak. Novak said that she knew of blank, did not have permission to drive slash possess her vehicle. Officer Childers I transported blank to Multnomah County Detention Center. Officer Shull verified the VIN and confirmed the vehicle was stolen. Officer Shull inventoried the vehicle, locating nothing of value. The Tacoma had both license plates and did not appear to have any new damage to the vehicle. PS3 Dachi stayed with the vehicle until new house towing arrived and left with the vehicle. No further information. I called auto records and had the Tacoma removed from LEDs. So somebody was arrested for a misdemeanor. I 100% hear everything you were saying, and yeah, frustrating.
I didn't get the opportunity to come and get it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they called you, but they didn't ask you if you could wanted to come pick it up.
They said that there were wires hanging underneath the dash, and so I was thought maybe I couldn't start it. They didn't really give me the opportunity to come and get it.
Normally, what happens is when you file a police report that your vehicle is stolen, you are asked if you want to be contacted to potentially if it's retrieved. And it sounds like that didn't happen. The code does, however, provide, you're not going to like what the code provides. And I'm just reading you what the code says. These are not about my personal feelings. 1630, the code section 1630 addresses towing and disposition of vehicles. And it says in 1630-100, authority to tow vehicles and establish hearing procedures. A2, any parking enforcement officer, police officer, blah, 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 blah. Stolen vehicles may be towed from public or private property and stored at the expense of the vehicle owner.
Why would you have that code like that? To punish
the city
punish
thought
somebody
that was
who is already a victim.
Like I said,
I don't understand.
I absolutely hear you. I don't write the code. I imagine there are many a things throughout the code that may make you ponder who thought that was a good idea. And I can also probably see like some rationale, like if I do not know, but that's really kind of an issue beyond me. I can't rewrite the code. The code is as written.
It took me so long to get the pickup. It took me so long to get it. I can't replace it. I can't get another vehicle now. And I had insurance on it and fully insured. And I don't know what to do. This is ruining me financially. I'm ruined. It just affects my life in a big way.
I believe you. And that sounds really hard. It sounds really awful. Really awful. Let me offer you a suggestion. And I'm not saying that this suggestion will be will make a huge dent. I can only offer you some thoughts that this is what I know of that may be helpful to you. So there's two things going on here. The code says that the vehicle owner is responsible when a vehicle is stolen and it gets towed, right? So the code, it's pretty clear. I absolutely hear what you're saying about like, that seems like doubly unfair. Like my car is stolen, now I have to pay for it. And it's because you're the vehicle owner. You're the one responsible for the vehicle. Even if it leaves your possession, it's still theoretically your responsibility. I can give you the number to speak with the ombudsman. The ombudsman may have some other.
Okay.
I it's worth a try.
I heard about them a little bit, so I would appreciate that. And I will call them, yeah.
And so I'll give you the phone number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's 503-823-0144.
Okay.
I think it's worth a try. I think it's, you are not the first person to address this issue. But like I said, it's not something that I can do. It's absolutely outside of my ability to do anything about. The other challenge is your vehicle is being held by PPD. Like they are holding on to the vehicle for ongoing investigation. So
why?
I think beyond.
So I couldn't get it out if I wanted to. If they're holding it, why? How could I be responsible to pay the fees if they're holding it? That doesn't make sense.
I hear you. I do not know. I just see that there is some ongoing investigation. So here's my suggestions. Take it or leave it. You may hate everything I say, but I know very little. I know basically what you know. I know less than what you know. I know the vehicle was stolen. You told me it was stolen. I believe that.
Yeah.
I know the vehicle was driven by someone who didn't have a license, potentially, allegedly. And when your vehicle was found, they called you, they didn't offer you. Normally, sometimes they offer you when you make the request. They didn't. So that means your car wasn't going to get picked up. So that means, and it says that they were holding it for investigation. So I suggest you try calling PPB. Try calling Portland Police. You may also want to, okay, here's my suggestion. You try calling Ombudsman. Explain to Ombudsman, this is what's going on. This is incredibly frustrating, right? I'm just guessing, because I'd be super frustrated if this was me. My car was stolen. Yeah. Now I'm being told that I have to pay for it because the code says I have to pay for it. The vehicle is being held, and there's an open investigation. So that means the fees are going to just continue to rack up, and I have to pay for that? I don't know if the defendant who is charged would have to, maybe that would be part of their restitution if they were found guilty. I don't know. I'm guessing. But that also means that who knows when you would get that money back. Like, even if they had to pay restitution, right, it's not like they're going to write you a check.
Right. I've heard that. I've heard you can win and they owe restitution, but it's collecting it is a whole nother game.
Absolutely. That's a whole new ball game, and I mean, it's almost just easier to just suffer and pay it yourself because you know it's not going to happen on in any timeline that feels sufficient for you. But that's what I would try doing. Even if I said that I think that the tow is invalid, I don't know if that would release, which I can't because the code says the stolen vehicle, the vehicle owner's responsible.
It sounds impossible to get it out even if I wanted to because of if it's being held.
That's what I'm concerned about.
So like,
even if I said that the tow was invalid, I'm not sure if that would be enough to get the vehicle out of storage if it's being held due to an open investigation. The first paragraph of the documents that were sent from PPB, I don't know if this would be help. Nope, there's no phone number there either.
Huh.
This case is noted as open with the district attorney's office, who has requested that Portland Police Bureau not release records or reports associated with open cases. Thus, PPB will not release the requested record until the district attorney indicates such release is appropriate. Please address a letter of request to the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office. Attention, Senior District Deputy District Attorney Jeffrey Lowe. That's all I know. That's all I know about this case, Ms. Novak.
Okay.
So you have the number to the ombudsman.
Yeah, it's 823-0144.
Yep.
And does it matter who I address when I call that number?
No.
There's more than one. It doesn't matter which one. Okay.
Yep. You call, you ask anybody, and you just... explain this to the ombudsman, see if they have better traction. Some bureaus
all
have
right,
better
I
traction.
Will do it.
The ombudsman may have better luck.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna call them right away. Thank you.
So what happens next, Terry, is I'm gonna write an order. And then when you call the ombudsman, make sure you let them know that you've already had a hearing on this and that the hearings officer said that the tow was valid based on the code. And then let them figure out, like, can we help Terry? Can we not help Terry? Is there something we can do? I'm not even sure. I just want to give you the option. But what happens next is I write an order. And my order will be consistent with what I've said here today, that based on the code, the tow is valid, and because you're the vehicle owner. Okay, that order will come to you via email. I wish you the best, Terry.
Thank you.
I hope that you were able to make some headway with the ombudsman and get your vehicle back. I hope somebody will help cover the expense so that way you are not carrying the load of the world on your shoulders, which I know is exhausting, and I hate that for you.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
Okay.
I knew it was a possibility that it would go this way, so yeah. All right, you have a good day as well. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're off the record.